So there's been a lot of wringing of hands and grinding of teeth concerning the rising interest rates in the self-storage space. I don't want to minimize the impact that higher interest rates can have on a project. I've walked from one project. I was just on working with someone this morning. It looks like they're going to walk from a project because of rising interest rates. But I want to have a pretty straightforward conversation concerning debt during inflationary times, particularly how that impacts your considering getting in or growing your self-storage business. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the boot camp, the self-storage boot camp training that I do. So this November 11th and 12th, 2022, I'm going to have a live virtual boot camp that will take you from wherever you are all the way to putting your next or your first self-storage facility into project. And we're going to talk about it today in today's world with the interest rates we have, the construction numbers we have. We're going to analyze potential projects, and there will be a follow-up to this boot camp that members in the boot camp can stay in the boot camp and go through a follow-up with other people who have been in that same boot camp and previous ones before. So if you ever wanted to get into self-storage business and you think the training I offer could support you, I invite you to check the link out that's in this video in the information below, or go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. I have to limit the number of people in here simply because I try not to have more than one person from any particular kind of market area. So if you'd like to find out more about it, see if it can support you. If you're watching this after November 11th and 12th, 2022, there's an on-demand version of it. But I want to have a conversation around debt during inflationary times. Now, it's always critical that you use discipline in your underwriting of a potential storage opportunity. It's never been more critical than it is right now with higher interest rates. But the reality is, it's always been challenging. It's always been critical to apply discipline as you're underwriting and looking at a self-storage opportunity. Perhaps that's why twice I've gotten to the door where all I have to do is pull the trigger and start a real estate fund, and I have chosen not to twice simply because the thought of having to deploy $50 million or $100 million into self-storage, given how I underwrite it, it just seemed like an overwhelming task, and I was fearful that I would end up with deals that I probably shouldn't be in. Now, maybe there's other stuff going on with me, like I don't really want to be in the fund business, but the discipline in acquisition is critical, especially in today's time. But this isn't an episode around funds. That's just my relationship to them. Funds are great. I'm a passive investor in some funds. But what I want to talk about is a general relationship to debt during inflationary times. So I'm going to make a statement which might seem like a counterintuitive statement, but hang in there with me. So during inflationary times, and we are in inflationary times, the game, at least for me, is to put as much debt as I can on a project and still have it meet the banks and my benchmark numbers. Now, that might sound counterintuitive, but just hang with me a second. So, you know how Einstein used to do his thought experiments? We're going to do a thought experiment together. And here's one that I did. And instead of on physics, we're going to do it on economics. So, when I was a kid in like 1969 or 1970, my parents bought a house for $46,000. And I had my teenage years in that house, my wild years in that house. And then I went away, and in my adult life, we would come back to that house every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and for the next almost 40 years, 36 years, my parents lived in that house. And then when they died, the estate, we sold it for slightly over $1 million. Now, I want you to do an experiment with me. Imagine, pretend he didn't do this, but pretend like they bought that house with a note, 100% interest-only note for $46,000. Also in this thought experiment, pretend that they paid interest on that note all the way through till the end of their days. And then we sold the house with that $46,000 note on it. Now, when they bought that house, they were 100% leveraged. When we sold that house, if that had been the case and that note was on there, they would have been about 40% leveraged. What happened? Well, yes, I know comparable sales and location all play a factor in it, but in a very real, real sense, the only action going on is inflation, particularly with residential property. The only thing happening is inflation. So when my parents first bought that house in this thought experiment, if they had bought it with a note, they might have really had to stretch themselves to pay that interest-only payment when they first bought it. But very quickly, because this, remember inflation in the 70s? You think what we have is inflation. You should have been around in the 70s. And many of you were. So very quickly in their life, their economic life, that interest-only payment would have seemed very reasonable and very manageable. And then towards the end of the 36-year hold on that house, it would have seemed like nothing. Now, translate that over to self-storage. What happens generally with real estate during inflationary times? Values go up. Yes, expenses are going up, but remember, with self-storage, it's probably the easiest asset class to make sure that your income is rising at least as much, if not slightly more, than your expense ratio. So if you translate over this thought experiment on the house, put it onto self-storage, you know, I'm not advising you to be reckless, but what I'm saying is, let's say that you got as much debt as you can on the property with today's interest rates, so that after you do your value add play, or after it's built and hits, you know, stabilized occupancy, if the bank's debt coverage ratio, let's say, is 120 or 1.25, and you're barely hitting that, but it looks like it's going to hit it. It's going to appraise and hit that 1.2 debt coverage ratio. Yes, it may be a stretch at first. Yes, you may only be having single digit or low double digit cash on cash returns. But during inflationary times, that NOI, if you're watching your asset and you're in a good location, that NOI is going to grow probably faster than it has in decades. And a few years down the road, what was a stretch when you first got stabilized, you blew through that pretty quick. Now, this requires knowing our income growth rate. That requires really tracking what our expense rate is. But as a owner of self-storage, that's what we do. We measure, and we measure everything. Now, during inflationary times, it really requires a lot of thought and a lot of energy and a lot of hands on the levers and dials of our business, adjusting it, making decisions, based on what's going on in the economy and the environment around us. But my belief is more wealth is created with real estate in a contracting period than in an expansion period in the economy. I'm pretty excited about the storage opportunities that I think are going to be coming in 2023. That's one of the reasons I decided to go on and have a boot camp now so we can prepare ourselves for it. I'm already seeing cap rates going up. Yeah, they're not having caught up with interest rates yet, but cap rates are really rising. And I think we're going to see a lot of unique opportunities hit the market from people who got in the business at the expansion and didn't quite know what they were doing, not meeting their performance, especially if they're using other people's money, and it's, you know, they're getting pressure to dump the projects. And I think we're going to see some opportunities we haven't seen in a long time come up in the next 6 months to 12 months. But just remember, use discipline, don't be reckless. But my belief is during inflationary times, debt is your friend. Now, I'm not an economist. Take everything I say and study it for yourself. Come to your own conclusions. But I'm really excited about what's on the horizon for us as small investors in the next 12 to 24 months. So thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis tool that we use to analyze those self-storage opportunities. So you can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage or StorageWorldAnalyzer.com. Thank you, and I look forward to being with you again soon.